What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I think it's crazy, you still amaze me. I'm usually over it by now. This time is different, this time is sticking. Everything is better when you're around. Oh, every time I leave, I'm waiting for the next time you're next to me.
Just a little bit, classic Michael Henderson, Summertime, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Greetings and salutations on a magnificent but smooth Friday evening. Humble hosts here, Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, and you're joining and vibing with me here in the zone. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. And Lord have mercy, our spotlight, gifted, captivating, all the adjectives that you could possibly add to this very talented artist, multi-platinum, international recording artist, Maya Martina, Lord have mercy, new hit single, DJ Saved My Life, from her upcoming EP, Daydreaming, dropping on November the 15th. Remember, family, we are streaming live via iTunes, Google Play, Music Store, but more importantly on iHeartRadio and also on Spotify. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Hey, stop by our Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at LOTL Radio and also on Facebook. That's at Facebook.com/LOTL Radio. The Zone, 2:06 p.m. Central Standard Time. Vibing here in the Zone with the Teddy Bear. Hope everyone is ready for a fantabulous weekend. But while I got you here, comfy and cozy, safe and sound, like Linus's blanket. Lord, that music. Let's get into some therapeutic music. Well, once again, with the captivating and super talented Maya Martina, as we welcome her to the show and celebrate her new single. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, how are you?
I am doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm amazing. I'm talking to you.
Yes, you are. The feeling is mutual. Thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on your new hit single. And I mean, we're waiting with bated breath on this new EP on November the 15th, Daydreaming. Can you tell the listeners out there, what can we expect from the new EP?
Well, you can expect a different collective of sounds. So I really took my time to create this body of work so that it would have something that everybody that likes all genres of music could relate to. So I feel that it's very relatable, and it's just timeless and feel good music. So I'm really excited about it.
Maya, I gotta ask you, and I know I would be cheating so many listeners out there if I didn't ask this question. You took a brief, I call it a hiatus. And I know a lot of your loyal followers and supporters were wondering what happened. You were making great music. You're already a superstar. So can you give the listeners out there and a lot of your fans, can you give them a little bit more insight? What exactly happened to cause you to take that little brief hiatus but come back stronger than ever?
The reason why I took the 2-year break is that because I really needed it. I went through a lot of changes. And keep in mind, I've been in the music business since I was 16 years old. So it was a long time coming, and I feel like I just needed to regroup and rechannel my energy. Went through a lot of personal things, went through a bad breakup. And that really affected me emotionally and mentally. And I just really needed to take some time and get to know Mia again and know what she likes and know who she is as a woman of today. And, basically finding myself again. That's really what that 2-year break was about for me. And I'm so happy I did, because it put me in that right mind frame. I'm actually the happiest I've ever been. I feel great, and now it's just finally time for me to channel all these new emotions and new thoughts into my new music.
Well, again, I've had an opportunity to listen to actually 3 tracks, and I mean, your voice has gotten even better, which is hard to even imagine, and I can't even... and I mean...
Thank you. You're so sweet.
You know, people don't understand the responsibility of owning one's owning one's own label. Can you give us some insight? What is that? What has been one of the most challenging aspects of owning your own label, as far as making sure that you have a hands-on approach and making sure everything is run the way that you feel it should be run?
The hardest thing is honestly to just keep everything flowing, to keep focused, and especially when you're a creative, I'm sure a lot of most creatives can relate to me. We tend to be all over the place. But when you're running your own label, you can't. You still have to treat it like it's like it's a job. You wake up, you have your routine, and you can't skip that routine. Otherwise, if you do, something's going to get lost in the pipeline, and then that's going to put you behind. So it's really a matter of staying really focused and consistent and finding the time to create. For me, that was the biggest challenge. It was like I was so busy doing all the business side of things that my creative was kind of like my creative juices weren't flowing as good because I wasn't as focused. So finding that balance was challenging and still is. But I'm learning how to deal with it a lot better. Like, every day is a learning experience for me because this is also very new. I was used to having a manager and a day-to-day, an assistant, and all these amazing things. And now it's, like, a more close-knit operation. But, so I'm still adjusting. Is my business running perfectly smooth all the time? Definitely not. But I'm hoping that it will as we go along.
You know what? I want to go back just a little bit because I find it fascinating, because people that don't really have an insight as far as the amount of work that an artist puts in to put out a product, because it's their baby. They're putting out something that's near and dear to their heart. They're sharing a part of their transparency to the world. For you, taking that hiatus, experiencing some things that you didn't want to experience as far as a relationship, a love coming to an end. For you, it seems to me, just speaking to you briefly, it's made you a stronger person. It's given you more of an ability to adapt to more, I would say, difficult situations. And to me, it also comes across you've incorporated a lot of your life's journey as far as what you've been through in your new music. How do you think you've been able to use that two-year hiatus as therapy?
You know what? I can honestly say that I've became such a more, such a better person in understanding what people go through from a day-to-day perspective, because I've reached quite a bit of success at such a young age. I became desensitized to a lot of things, to everyday life. You know, like, and when I went through that, it put me back to what those people were feeling at that time. Like, I didn't really have a normal life whatsoever. Like, at 18, I was traveling the world. I was never home. I missed so many birthdays. I missed all my friends getting married, having children. I was just focused on getting on my career, and nothing else really mattered at that time. And in life, this is probably the best advice I can give to anybody. You cannot miss a step. You can't grow up too fast. Because if you miss a step in life, it's going to come back, and you have to go through that step. And you have to learn from these experiences, because that's what shapes you to be a better human, a better nurturer, a better everything. So that definitely was what I feel that 2 years did for me. I felt I'm a completely different person. I got the chance to reconnect with all my past friendships, my family. I hadn't seen my family in so long and spent so much quality time with them, like, you know, and it just, those things, like, it really affected me, because I'm like, wow, what was I doing? Why was I missing all these amazing milestones? For what? You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that's what means the most to me is my family and the people that I love and seeing them achieve greatness and great things and just being there, being present in the moment. And that's kind of what I learned from that.
Right. What I will say is this, from afar, I believe when you're very driven, you kind of lose touch of everything else that's around you, because you already have in your mind and your heart on what you want to become and what you were made to be as far as being an artist is concerned. So you give all of yourself to your art form. I remember a person once told me, he said, you know what, even with all the money and all the success and accolades that come with it, you're able to purchase and buy all the materialistic things in the world, travel and see the world, but one thing money can never buy is time. We're never able to recapture that time.
Exactly.
And I'm so and I'm so honored and I'm so happy for you now that you're in a part of your life where you say, you know what, time is important. My loved ones are important. It's easy to get caught up when you're surrounded by a bunch of yes people and how great you are.
Yeah.
We have to do this. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what was happening. I was surrounded by all yes people that were just depending on me because they needed a paycheck at the end of the day. But did they really care about my well-being? That's questionable. But, and I feel a lot of artists, they go through that. And we have to kind of learn the tough way. And we have to fall a little bit in order to realize what's good and who's good or who's not good for you or whatever. But going through that, it makes you such a better person. I can honestly say I'm thankful for it now. Not at the time, but I'm thankful for it now.
Absolutely. It makes a person very strong and also humbles you at the same time. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. The teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by Mia, if I'm pronouncing that correct. Mia Martina, as we celebrate some new music. I'm going to tell you something. DJ saved my life. Don't get me wrong. I love the vibe. Very danceable, but I love your voice. I mean, I am truly enamored with your voice, your vocal prowess. So,
thank you.
Several times to different kind of love. That's who you are. I mean, it resonates. Can you tell us about that particular song?
Yeah, Different Kind of Love was the first single I created for this project. Honestly, I was in the studio working with Vinny and Unique at the time, and he was just doing all these beautiful vibes, like these instrumental vibes, and I'm like, oh my God, I love this. And the song just flowed out of me, literally, it was done in an hour. The song was done in an hour. It just came from the heart, and I felt all the lyrics, and I felt it was so relatable to how I was feeling. And, yeah, like, who doesn't want to spend some time with just somebody beautiful, you know what I mean, at the end of the day? It doesn't matter if you're in a relationship with that person, but you want to spend time with whoever makes you feel beautiful inside.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what my goodness. Was
well, you are definitely worth spending time with, my queen. So far be it from the teddy bear to deprive so many listeners of some fantastic music. Let's get into it from the super talented, incredibly beautiful, Lord have mercy, Mia Martina, of course. Different
kind. You're making me blush. You're making me blush. Oh my God, Teddy. Teddy Bear.
Lord have mercy. Different Kind of Love here in the zone of LTO Radio.
Everything. things that come natural. Yeah, I just wanna live life with someone special. But I wanna make time for someone beautiful. Cause it's only your love.
Martina, yes, Lord. Different kind of love here in the zone of LOTL Radio. You know, one of the things I also find so fascinating about you is that being a mentor is very, very important to you. And I know you know better than a lot of female artists out there when you get in this industry, this music business industry, that women have a tendency to be exploited. Looked upon with disrespect, not being appreciated for their talent and their ability to become great artists. For you being that kind of mentor to guide or give as much pertinent information to a lot of these young female artists to let them know the ins and outs, the pitfalls of what you're getting into and understanding the business, what has that meant to you to be that kind of mentor?
To me, that's what I feel, that's my purpose in life. You know, in life, I feel we all have a purpose that is greater than ourselves, and I feel that's definitely one of them for me. I feel it's so important because I wish that I would have had that. I wish somebody would have told me, listen, you want to get into this business? Make sure that you read every contract. Make sure who you have in your circle. If something tells you that it's not right, it's not right. And when to walk away and when to really just stand up for yourself. And I never stood up for myself. I was taught, hey, don't talk, just be quiet. You know what I mean? Like, let us handle your business for you. And, like, that's the worst thing you can do. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to stay true to what you believe in and read the fine print. You have to. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself 5 years later and wonder what the hell happened. And it's going to hit you that you weren't standing up for yourself. So that's kind of what I feel that I really want to put in the forefront. And there is so many amazing, talented women that are here to help, to guide, that just want to see you win. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely looking forward to that part of my journey and seeing and helping new talent flourish.
You know, because we have definitely heard horror stories over the year where you've had artists and have sold hundreds and billions of copies, and then at the end of the day, they're flat broke. TLC comes to mind. Other groups, and it's because they don't understand the quote-unquote business side of the industry. They get in the studio, they make this music, and they don't understand all the music put into studio time is no more than a loan that has to be back to the record label.
Yeah.
And then they put
exactly.
And they don't understand
all the fancy things that you see, like, it's not a real life. Like, everything that you see, it's not real. Like, the music video is not real. Like, it's not real life. And I feel more so now, people are definitely more aware of these things. But you have to pay those things back. Everything costs money. From your hair, from how you look, from that little piece of things that's in your video, that jewelry you have on, everything. If you're signed to a major. So... Yeah, you need to know where those dollars, where, and those are your dollars. You know,
yes,
what I mean?
Lord, without yeah. question. I wanted to speak to you yeah. about how important it is to own the copyrights of your music. And can you express to the listeners or up-and-coming new artists, express to them how mm-hmm. important it is to have total control over your own music?
It is, because that's your, it's like, look at it that way. Owning your masters, it's like Monopoly. The more that you collect them, the more you're going to be able to live off that for the rest of your life. And the more that you have, the better it is. So it's so important that you hold on to them. Hold on to them. Keep being consistent. Keep putting out good music. If the first one doesn't do good, it's okay. Just keep putting it out, because I'm telling you, all you need is that one to hit, and then everything else is going to hit after. And that's going to be so profitable for you. So profitable. So you try to stay consistent and own that masters. Do not give those rights away. Don't hold on to them.
For a fact, what Vanilla Ice has been collecting royalties over Ice Ice Baby for years. It's amazing. I remember when Michael Jackson bought the entire Beatles catalog. It had been sitting there, and he bought it, and he was just residuals that was coming from the catalog. You know, different television commercials had to go to him to get permission to use any Beatles song, because he owned that entire catalog. And that's why I appreciate you on the business aspect, knowing, say, hey, look, you need to be prepared as far as what you're getting into. It's more than just lights, camera, and action. This is a business at the end of the day. And speaking of business, I'm intrigued. How do we go from getting a degree in psychology and then making that transition to become a music artist? That is incredible to me.
Well, it really wasn't a transition for me. I was doing music while getting my degree.
Okay.
I was. Yes, I was. So I've always been fascinated with psychology, and I feel it's something that I took on really well. And I'm one of those people that I love to listen and I love to help. I'm an empath to the fullest. So it's like I just wanted to know how I could channel it better and actually give good advice to whomever that came to me for help. Because it's so weird, but everybody comes to me when they have something going on. They always do. It's like a gift that I have. So I just wanted to, like, you know, to refine that. And you know what? Believe it or not, I'm so thankful, because I love helping people. I love it. I love helping people, and I like giving amazing advice and seeing them do good, you know. And it just gave me the right tools where I could give the proper advice. I can't fix everything, but I can try, and I can try to put you in a better mindset. that's what now, I can do for you. Yes.
If the Mia today could get back in a time machine and go back 15 mm-hmm. years, what would you say to that Mia? What kind of conversation would you tell her or hold with her to get her better prepared for the future?
Honestly, I would have just told myself, stand up for yourself. Own who you are. Like, don't ever listen to anybody. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not enough, you're not beautiful enough. If a situation is doesn't feel right, it's because it's not. You can't please everyone. And that's what I would definitely tell myself. Basically, to just believe in myself a little bit more, you know, and stand up for the causes that I believe in. And don't take anybody's crap. Don't.
That's what I like to hear.
Because at the end of the day, if you don't take anybody's crap, I'm going to keep it PG-13. I know we're on the radio. But, don't take anybody's crap. If this situation is not for you, then it's not for you. Move on. move on. Life is too precious to not be in a room where you're not celebrated and you feel like sunshine. Whoever you're around should make you feel like sunshine. If they don't make you feel like sunshine, get the hell out of there.
Yes, Lord, so it is written, so it shall be done. Yes,
exactly.
You're tuning in live and direct again. We're being joined by multi-platinum international recording artist, the captivating Mia Martina, and DJ Saved My Life. Lord have mercy. How did that come to be?
You know what? I've been a fan of that song forever. It's just one of those songs when you hear it, I just loved it. And I've been waiting a long time to cover this song. And I was working in a studio out of Miami with these amazing guys called Breakthrough, Chino and Sky. And they were playing me music, and I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect. And I just went in the booth and did my thing, and we just loved it. And it's just such a good feel record. And I kind of wanted to bring it back. So that's definitely how you
my queen. You definitely did. So without further ado, let's get into it. The latest hit single from the incredibly talented Mia Martina, DJ Saved My Life, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Save my life. You know you drive me crazy, baby. You got me thinking about another man. Called you on the phone, but no one's home. Why'd you leave me all alone? If it wasn't for the music, then I don't know what to do. What to do? What to do? So you tell me gonna get up, then you tell me gonna get off. Gotta get down, gotta get down. Yeah, you tell me gotta get up, then you tell me gotta get off.
Lord have mercy. Mia Martina, DJ, Saves My Life is available as we speak, along with Different Kind of Love, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Make sure you follow and support Mia. Man, I'm going to get it right when we're in Mia on our Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/princess. Mia. I got it. MiaMartina.com. And the teddy bear has a very, very special gift to all the listeners and supporters out there, but we're not going to let you in right now. I promise before the broadcast, so we're going to tell you and give you the more 411 information on that. Now, November the 15th, the EP is dropping. How many songs are on the EP? Is it going to be 4 or 5?
No, there's actually 7 songs.
7. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm impressed.
Yes. You it's the 7-song EP. Yes.
Okay. Man, that's beautiful. Can you see the growth in your music as far as starting back from as far as 2010, where you're at, into where you're at now in 2019, as far as the growth in your music, growth in your writing?
Oh my God. Oh, it's not even, I don't even think you can compare it, to be honest. It's like anything, right? So practice makes perfect, and you're constantly evolving. You know what I mean? I find now I write songs so quickly, like it's crazy. Like my process is just so much more fluid and it just flows so much better because I'm so much more confident. But that's just something that comes with time and experience. And I can't wait to see how I am in the next 5 years. It's because it's just so great to see the growth in my vocal ability and constantly learning new things and learning new techniques and learning new instruments. So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to see what I can do in 5 years.
Do you consider yourself a hopeless, or no, I don't use the term hopeless, a hopeful romantic?
Oh my God, yes. I am as old school as they come. I'm French, so I think it runs in my blood, in my soul. I love love. I love to be courted. I love all of that. I dinners, walks on the beach. I am totally that girl. Yes, most definitely.
Being as busy as you are, how have you been able to maintain a balance between business and still have, I don't want to use the term normal, but a personal life? Because you're constantly on the move. You're constantly busy. So how have you managed to maintain both, creating a balance?
I'm still struggling with that, to be honest. I don't have much of a active personal life because I really took the time of this, like last year and this year, to focus on my new craft. Because it's really hard to do one or the other. And I really wanted to give all the attention and focus to this new project, so that way I can set myself up where I can give that, like, whoever comes into my life more of my time and myself, you know, in the future. So I'm trying to create that balance. But I do try to take the time every week to go hang out with my friends and see and go for dinner, because just to keep that flow of things going, you know, because that's important. I need to be able to detach, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, some type of normalcy. Some type of
normalcy. Oh, absolutely.
Some type of normalcy. Like you said before, it's very easy to get caught up in just focusing on business, and we lose that other part of us, that important part of us, who really, the part of us that makes us who we are, that inner core.
Yeah, like I tried, exactly. Like, I try to not work on the weekends. I try to, like, as soon as Friday hits, I take that time and I do activities. I try my best to do that. So that way it stays consistent and it keeps me grounded.
2020 is right around the corner. What can we expect from you? Or let's reverse it. What do you expect from yourself?
Honestly, I'm expecting to put out my album in 2020. I have a book coming out that I've been working on now since last year. And I have a clothing line, and that's kind of the new projects that I can't wait to launch and just to go tour again, because I haven't toured in 2 years. So I'm excited to go see my fans all around the world. So I'm definitely excited. 2020 is going to be a great year. I'm definitely excited to put all these new sounds to the world and just seeing how everybody's going to react to it. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Now, on a side note, I got to ask you, you mentioned fans. What does it mean to you to know that the fans who have supported you from day one are still here?
Honestly, I got to say, I shouldn't call them fans. They're my supporters. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. My amazing supporters. If it wasn't for them, honestly, I don't even know if I'd be here today. You know, they're the ones that kept me going, keep me uplifted, and keep my purpose alive. So I'm so grateful. I'm so beyond grateful for them. You know, besides my family, they're the ones that really kept it together for me. And I'm beyond grateful. Beyond grateful. Beyond. So I really hope that they receive this new energy and this new music from me greatly. And I hope I don't disappoint them, because I want to make them happy.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The brief time that the Teddy Bears had an opportunity to converse with you here on the air, one of the things that I must say, you definitely have a very radiant personality. Your ability to share love and be transparent with other people is very rare in today's society and also in today's music industry. And I definitely applaud you on becoming the woman that you are today, because your growth and your journey has been amazing. And for me personally, you haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what you're capable of doing. So I can't even imagine what to expect from you in 2020 and on the line. All I ask is when you get an opportunity, please come to Houston, Texas. We would love to have you here in the studio and perform. And hopefully by that time, the book will be out. We would love to have you here to discuss.
I can't wait to come to Houston. I've only been there once, and I'm looking forward to come and see you in person and give you a big hug, because I feel your energy. And thank you so much for having me on today. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. And to all the listeners out there, I forgot the Teddy Bear has a slice of cheesecake for you. I'm going to tease you just a little bit. One of the singles from the upcoming EP due out November 15th, Daydream, we got it right here. And it's called Yes, Lord, Worse Than Me. Play it right now. Here's the note of Hello TL Radio.
Streaks ripping at the seams, trying to release you. Rhythm you put down is hard to beat, and it's pulling me close. You bring out the worst in me, but it's the best piece, and I like it. I like it. Bring out the worst in me, got me doing bad things, and I like it. I like it.
trying to release you. Rhythm you put down is hard to beat, and it's pulling me close. You bring out the worst in me, but it's the best piece, and I like it. You bring out the worst in me, got me doing bad things, and I like it.
You bring out the worst.
Remember, family, to get all the latest updates, make sure that you follow and support her on her Instagram page at instagram.com/PrincessMiaMartina. Also on Facebook with the real, yes, Lord, often never duplicated, the real Mia Martina, and also on Twitter at Mia Martina. My queen, it has been an honor to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. This is definitely your home away from home, and my goodness,
captivating. Oh, thank you.
Elegant. Yes, Lord.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, my queen. Have a fantabulous weekend and stay safe, okay?
And same to you.
Thank you, my love. Captivating and super talented multi-platinum international recording artist, Mia Martina, here vibing in the zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness, man, it's been a minute. Teddy Bear feeling a lot better, feeling extra cuddly. How cuddly am I? Enough to lay down. Some Michael Henderson with Starship here in the zone. feels good. Love it when a plan comes together, vibing here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Special thank you to Mia Martina. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get that new hit single, DJ Saved My Life. It is available. And the new EP, Daydream, available, dropping on November the 15th. I want everyone to have a fantabulous weekend. And as in always, keep it soulful when you're vibing with the teddy bear here in the zone. Radio. Lord have mercy.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.